Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
To be fair, the "I am Groot" is more than one line. Its notorious lines are the entirety of Tree's Faithful. It is the type of stupid, repetitious line that makes the best of bad movies so satisfying. You might not want the lawyers, but everybody can appreciate a good lawyer joke. You have heard this joke, as well as the zillion other lawyers' jokes that people have been throwing at you since you first announced that you were going to college to be a paralegal. Even lawyers, who love to poke fun at themselves and their profession, have their limits. If you even seem like you are going to criticize the people controlling this industry, they will be extremely defensive. It may seem that the harder you try to make kids listen, the more they get obstinate. The way to get your kid to listen has less to do with getting them to do your bidding now, and more to do with building a kind of parent-child relationship where kids will willingly listen. The following dose and do nots for getting kids to listen will help you point the way. In addition to getting kids to listen, you will be leading them toward becoming co-op, listening teens, and more. There are ways to discipline a kid who does not listen. Better yet, you can lead them to listening eagerly when the time comes for them to do something. Just as there are useful things to do in teaching a child to listen, there are actions to avoid. Dissonance tells children that they should not listen because you did not mean what you said. When you say, "Obama, America first," ask any Jew, even your brother-in-law. Now, this is an awful thing to say, but Jewish people will tell you, "We have got brothers." See, you so-called Jews, Louis Farrakhan is not going to give you the credit of being one of the ones who submits to God. Some of you thought that I was just some guy that was getting something done for the Jewish community. You want the Muslims to say this, and if we do not say this, you will turn on us. If you cannot preach what Jesus said, get the fuck out of the pulpit. One is an arrogant creature that will ignore you and treat you contemptuously, if they cannot make something out of you. The humor comes from getting to know these strange people, and they will occasionally say funny things that are not really conscious. Like much in middle school, things do not actually turn out the way you planned, but the one thing that any middle schooler can expect is to have at least one uncomfortable encounter with bored cops. Malcolm mentioned how, as a family, the Wilkersons needed to listen to one another and speak with maturity instead of acting like control freaks. Lois requests the boys return home, allowing the family to explain the boys' actions. Lois puts Lois' foot down, refusing, and reminds Malcolm, Reese, and Dewey that it is Hal's birthday tonight, and that the family needs to celebrate Hal's birthday. Reese and Dewey again refuse, accusing Lois of not listening to Reese when they had previously expressed disapproval of Francis' earlier decisions. Reese contends to Lois that it is unfair she has punished the boys once more for his own mistakes, for failing to change out the family's fireplace when she should have. Lois tells Malcolm that Lois will make up ground once the boys learn to stop messing around with the fireplace. Excited at Francis coming home, the boys do not tell Hal anymore, but they go back to cleaning up the family's fireplace. Lois comes inside and reminds the boys that grounds is not finished until this fireplace is so clean that they can eat from it, and they will do it over the next couple of weeks. Francis feels guilty and apologizes to Hal, saying that although Francis asked him and the boys to come, Francis did not want to meet Lois at the wedding. Soon, Stevie calls Malcolm and asks Malcolm, Reese, and Dewey to come with him and the rest of the family to a monster truck show. One day a call comes in at a lawyer's office, and when the receptionist answers, the person requests to talk with Mr. Dewey. While some of the things that did not appeal could have been fixed, there were some things that really were not up for grabs. If my boss and director actually wanted to listen to people's concerns before they left, there are lots of ways they can do this. For example, by creating a culture in which people feel safe expressing concerns, then aggressively soliciting input from people well before they begin considering leaving. Some philosophers and politicians insist there are valid reasons to harm people, even if the harm does not benefit anyone, but I am still skeptical. Punishing someone is harming them for an offense that they already committed, whether any future benefits come from that harm or not.
Episode 36 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Luella Weaver. Adios.